This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Dr. Paul Esposito. I've got 1 minute for a quick opening. First of all, I invite you out to church this weekend. I'd love to see you, meet you, maybe for the first time. Why don't you come out to Island Community Church? Be a part of the great work that God is doing there right now. He's adding people there. His presence is experienced every week. We're looking at the sovereignty of God for these next 5 weeks, this tulip doctrine. So I invite you out to that 10:30 Sunday morning. Look for the live feed at 11 o'clock from Facebook. Speaking of live feed, this recording here is going to be the live feed from Wednesday night. We're going to look at the first 2 points here today of this Mysteries of the New Testament. We're going to look at the mystery of the kingdom of God, and then we're going to wrap it up with the mystery of sovereign election. That is, blindness has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles has come in. It's a mystery unknown to people. This was part of God's plan all along, what's happened to Israel, and this great mystery that when God sows a seed, Satan's sowing a seed as well. That's where we're at. Love to see you Sunday morning, 10:30. Here is part one of maybe a couple of these that'll play from Wednesday night. Mysteries of the New Testament. Have a great weekend, everyone, and God bless.
Okay, let's get started here with the first one, the mystery of the kingdom of God. Mark chapter 4, verse 10. Now, when he was alone, those around him with the 12, they asked him about the parable. And he said to them, "To you has been given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God. But to those who were outside, all things come in parables. So that," notice the reason why, "so that seeing they may see and not perceive, and hearing they may hear and not understand, lest they should turn and their sins be forgiven them." The mystery of the kingdom of God. Again, what a shocking thing Jesus has said. They asked him, they says, "Why do you speak to these people in parables?" And he says, "I speak to them in parables so that seeing they may see and not understand. And hearing they may hear and not hear." Meaning he deliberately is speaking to them in parables so that all those that don't have the gift of faith will walk their way. He never went after anyone that said no. He never chased anyone. He never went after them and said, "No, wait, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to offend you. Let me explain that a little better." He never did that. He would say, "Are you going to follow them too?" What would Peter say? "Where would we go? You've got the words of eternal life." Why did he speak in parables? Look again, that's Mark chapter 4, verse 11. "To you has been given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God. But to all those that are outside, all things come in parables so that," meaning he's telling you why, "so that they may see and not get it so that they may hear and not understand it. Then he said, lest they should turn. That's shocking. Lest they should turn and their sins be forgiven them. The mystery of the kingdom of God is this. God decides who will gain entry into the kingdom of God by giving to them the gift of faith, spiritual eyes to see with, and ears to hear with. Let me say that again. The mystery of the kingdom of God is this. God decides who will gain entry into the kingdom of God by giving to them the gift of faith, spiritual eyes to see with, and ears to hear with. Another part to this mystery is, in each parable about the kingdom of God, sometimes we read them as the kingdom of God, sometimes it says the kingdom of heaven, same thing really. But in each of these parables, there's opposition to the kingdom of God. For each seed sown, which represents the kingdom of God, there's a counter seed sown, or there's some effort done to counter what God has done or to destroy what God has done. In each one of these parables he gives, God does his work, Satan does his work. You can't see either one of them, but something is transpiring in the spiritual realm. God is sowing his seed. The seed is the word of God. And then the Bible says that while men slept, the enemy came and sowed his seed. Tares. That's Matthew chapter 13. A tare. The Greek word is zizania. It looks exactly like a wheat. You can't tell the difference. But once you spot them and identify them, then you find them everywhere. And this is the mysteries of the kingdom. That there is a fight and a war that's going on for men's souls out here in the world today. That's another part of this mysteries of the kingdom. You see it all around you. You see it in the mystery of lawlessness when you turn on the news. Paul said in another place, the spirit that's now at work in the sons of disobedience. It's a fight. A spiritual fight. And we're coming pretty close to the end. My brother was telling me, and I agree with him, that we're like past the point now. If you read in Romans chapter 1, when people get up to a point, the Bible says that God gives up on them. And we're even past that point now in this country of God giving up on someone. And I don't know where we can go from here. I don't think we can go much lower than here. But you never know with that, right? You always find those plants, too. Here in the church, like Adrian Rogers always says, you know, the place to look for a tare or a false teacher or a minister or a Satan that's transformed himself to an angel of light is in the pulpit. In the pulpit of America, across America, that's the place to look for angels of darkness that have transformed themselves into ministers of righteousness. Is what doctrine comes out of the pulpit at your church or at your friend's church? What kind of harm do they do Jesus Christ there? What do they teach on sin, homosexuality? Okay, let me move on. Number two, the mystery of sovereign election. Romans 11:25 and 11:26, Paul says, "For I do not desire, brethren, that you should be ignorant of this mystery, lest you be wise in your own opinion." Or the King James says, "in your own conceits." That is, don't be conceited thinking that you're better than the Jewish man down the street that doesn't believe. because something's transpired in the spiritual that you just can't see. Which is why he says, don't be ignorant of this mystery, meaning you've never heard it before. No one's ever heard it before. No one knew this. Peter didn't know it. Isaiah didn't know it. James and John didn't know it. Ezekiel didn't know it. Jeremiah didn't know it. No one's heard this. This was a divine secret of God up until this point. Don't be ignorant of this mystery, lest you be wise in your own conceits. That, all right, here it comes. Blindness, in part, has happened to Israel. Catch the next word. Meaning it's only temporary. Okay, someone just said until. It's only temporary. God's not done dealing with Israel. He's got a rich future in store for Israel. He's not done with them. Blindness, again, don't be ignorant of this mystery, lest you be wise in your own conceits. That blindness, in part, that is not every Jew. Some believe, like Paul, like Elijah, who said, Lord, I'm the only one. And God goes, don't even say something like that. I reserve for myself heptakizkilius andros, 7,000 men. You're not the only one. So blindness, in part, has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles has come in. Now you all heard me, well many of you have heard. For those of you visiting here for the first time, let me explain to you what that means. Full is a number, like a full tank of gas. You can't, all right, first of all, full is a number. Second of all, you can't add anything to full. You can't add anything to a full tank of gas. You can't add a second to 60 seconds and still have a minute. You just can't do it. You can't add one to 168 hours to a week. You can't add a degree to 360. There is not 361 degrees on the compass. You just can't do it. It's impossible. There's 360 degrees on it. Likewise, you can't add anything to the fullness of the Gentiles either. Full is a number. It's a mystery. It's known only to God. Blindness, the word perosis, has happened to Israel until some number known only to God is hit. That's the fullness of the Gentiles. That's the great mystery, is God's not waiting for the last person to come in, is he's going to shut the door unexpected when you're still on the outside wanting to come in. Once that number is hit, the door is shut. Where's that in the Bible, Esposito? I'm glad you asked. Luke 13:24-27, when they said, Lord, are there few that'll be saved? He said, strive to enter into the narrow gate, for many, I say to you, will try to get in and will not be able. Once the master of the house has risen up and
thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
you're listening to 91.5 FM.